Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Let's see today. Shania Twain coming by. Let's see. Darius Rucker's coming by. He's got a record out today. The dance parties. We were talking yesterday about Billy Joel, and he's getting close to 70, having another kid. And his wife's 35 or so. And Amy just kept talking about how his wife's 35 and his daughter's 31.
Yeah.
Like, she couldn't get off. She couldn't get over that. So even off the air, that was the thing.
But it's the thing, like, I relate to it. My family, so my dad was once married to a girl that was the same age as my brother.
Yeah, but not you.
A woman.
What if he was married to someone your age?
I know, but one time my brother brought home a girlfriend that was older than my dad's wife.
Wow, now Jerry.
It was interesting. I mean, but I keep saying, like, girl, she was my stepmom for like 20 years, but yeah.
Wow.
But she was just a month or two older, so it was like your BFF.
Not of me.
For me, and I was talking about, I'm 37. I've never been married or engaged or had kids or anything like that. And it's like, if I want to have kids, do I have to like start, do I have to like save up? Do I have to like go to the swimmer bank? And Amanda's on in Florida. Hi, Amanda.
Hello.
What do you think about this situation here?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. What do you think about this?
Well, I will say my husband and I had our first son later, what would be considered later in life, but seems pretty normal age these days. But I don't think you have anything to worry about.
How old was your husband?
He's 37, and we had our son this year.
Yeah. All right. Well, I better do it right now then.
Yeah, get to it.
Like, right this second.
Mm-hmm.
Stop. I don't think you need to rush. My brother-in-law was 41 when he had his first.
All right. It just makes me nervous, you know? Although maybe, thank you for calling. Although maybe I would just like to stop with whatever genetic mishaps I have. Like, I can cut this off and just not have any kids.
You could.
That'd be a bad idea, dude.
Because I'm completely messed up in many ways.
What do you mean?
Genetically. Oh, I got all the bad traits. All of them.
Really?
Yeah. So it's, why continue it? I have that thought too sometimes.
That's terrible.
That is not, have you brought that up to your new therapist?
I never thought it was a thing. I just thought genetically I'm so like,
you don't feel like you're worthy of bringing another person into the world?
With your traits?
I would say that's accurate, yes. Ugh. And I never thought that was a weird thing until you got.
And you're thinking about walking?
No, I just.
That's what it's called. Walking?
That's what he calls it.
Who knows? I don't know what he just did a hand chop, so I knew what he meant.
Yeah, I didn't know how to say that.
All right, we have a big show. On to the show, I say.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Parkland golf and country club workers were called for help because there was a kitty that was trapped in the utility box up real high. They're like, we can't get the kitty down. Tiny thing, fit in your hand. I don't even know how I got up there. It's not in the story. So they called the firefighters. They brought the truck out. They had to get the ladder out. That's when you know it's serious.
Mm-hmm.
So they move the ladder over. They go up and they save the cat before it was electrocuted. They bring it down. And then one of the other workers there was like, I'm adopting the cat.
Oh, I love it.
They saved the cat. The firefighters used the ladder, which is cool. And then the cat got adopted. But
love
that's
it.
Cool. I'm going to tell you something.
Love it.
I love the fact they'll use their resources to save a cat.
Yeah, because...
Because that ain't cheap.
No.
That ladder ain't cheap. That's why it's so fun.
Nothing's too small.
Nothing fun's cheap. Oh, wait, we're on two different philosophies there, but yeah, there it is. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond at Virginia State University. There was a second shooting in less than a week. The campus lockdown has been lifted and police are investigating. In Las Vegas, the MGM Resorts announced they're not going to rent out the Mandalay Bay suite that the Las Vegas shooter used. It's going to remain closed. And finally, the Dodgers beat the Cubs last night, so they're headed to the World Series. They're going to play either the Astros or the Yankees.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Dance party's coming up. Darius is coming up. He'll perform in studio. And Shania will be in later. So, big show. Today would have been Tom Petty's birthday. So, shout out Tom Petty. Really, one of the greatest American rock and roll stars we've ever had. And so, I have my favorite Tom Petty songs of all time. Top five Tom Petty songs of all time. A little controversy in this list.
Uh-oh.
Number five, Breakdown.
Baby, Breakdown. Go ahead and give it to me. Breakdown.
You know what, Amber? Is it too old for you?
I don't know.
Breakdown. Can you see? Breakdown, it's all right.
Now, some of these have the Heartbreaker, some don't.
Man, that's a good one.
Do you know it?
I do know
that's
it.
That's a jam. That's my number five. Number five. Number four, Tom Petty, Greatest Hits in My Mind. Happy birthday, Tom Petty. Last Dance with Mary Jane. Mary Jane's Last Dance. I mean, come on. She grew up in Indiana town, had a good-looking mama. Never was around, but she grew up tall, and she grew up right
with them Indiana boys
on an Indiana night. Dang! Man.
You guys should start a band. You guys stay on beat and rhythm.
Do y'all, Do y'all perform that or something?
No. We have once. We tried, and we screwed it up.
That one?
Yeah, we did. I think I just called it on
stage. Well, that was perfect.
Number three is not even a Tom Petty song. Wow. He wrote it, and then he gave it to Stevie Nicks and then sang with her. It was going to be on his record.
Oh, wow.
It's Stop Dragging My Heart Around. So you had a little trouble in jail. Now you'll keep it so what?
That's, Pete, you're going to get flack for this. Because
Stop dragging my heart around. That was his song, and he gave it to her and then sang it with her.
Yeah. You know where I learned that?
From the HBO show, probably. Yeah.
That producer dude was like, hey, you should give this to Stevie. And
That's my third favorite Tom Petty song.
Huh.
If he wrote it and he sings on it, it counts.
Yeah, people are going to get mad at you on that one.
If they get mad,
there's worse things in life than to get mad over this list.
Number two, Tom Petty songs.
I'm free.
Okay, I like it. No.
This is easy, right?
Easy.
That's easy. Number one.
Here we go.
Any guesses?
I won't back.
That's a good one. Didn't make the list.
Oh.
Refugee?
Didn't make the list.
Give me a hint.
You won't know it. Here's the hint. You won't know it. Yeah.
If on the cover of Rolling Stone,
that's
if he
not,
would
that's
hang.
That's not Tom Petty. Him.
Oh, who's that?
That's not that.
That's this guy.
No. How about You Belong Along the Wildflowers. This song's so good. It's my favorite Tom Petty song ever. Wildflower. It's later Tom Petty, too.
Oh, it's a good
this
one.
This isn't the Heartbreakers.
It's not.
Yeah, see, that's why I don't know it.
Stop it.
Seriously.
We'll put this up, BobbyBones.com. Those are my favorite Tom Petty songs.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah, time for positivity. Everybody ready? Bring it.
Yeah.
All right.
Tell me something good.
I was watching this whole story about this couple getting married, and she's in a gown that has a train, and it's a long train, and they're walking down. All of a sudden, this dog comes, it's not under a wedding, and just falls asleep on the train.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, oh, this dog knows them. It's their dog. No, it was a stray dog.
Uh-oh.
And the stray dog comes and just falls asleep on the back of her wedding dress. And so people are taking pictures of it, and they're like, stray dog, falls
so
asleep.
Cute.
They adopted the stray dog after the wedding. Now it's their dog.
How special.
Isn't that cool? Huh? Yeah.
That's really cute.
That, yeah. So the headline is, Wedding Crashing Dog Gets Happy Ending.
Oh, he knew what was up. He's like, if I fall asleep right here, I'm going to look so cute. People are going to want me.
He probably crashes all the weddings. Amy.
So an 8-year-old boy has donated over a foot of his hair to kids with cancer.
At eight years old,
he was inspired by his piano teacher. He saw her growing her hair out and did it. And so he's like, hey, mom, can I do that? She's like, yeah. So they continue to grow it. I think he's done it even a few times. They grow it out, cut it.
Eddie, you have a 9-year-old. They grow hair that quick?
I guess. I've never even thought about growing his hair that long.
I mean, because your stop growing doesn't mean his can't, right?
Oh, okay, you had to bring that up.
Okay. All right. Lunchbox.
There were two boys swimming off the coast of Florida, you know, splashing around, psh, 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 in the water. They get caught in a riptide. So mom and dad jump in the water and try to save them. They get stuck in a riptide.
Wow.
So then family members try to get them. 10 people in all get stuck in the riptide.
What?
Strangers on the beach form a human chain and save all 10 people.
It's crazy that everybody kept getting trapped. After about the 5th one, I'm like, hey, I'm going to call a helicopter.
Yeah.
But that's wild. That human chain, though, that's the way to go. Even when they go look for things, like in the woods, and they lock arms and walk.
Love that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't love it because I don't like why they have to do it most of the time. But I always think that's pretty, you're not going to miss anything.
That's why they do that in the woods.
Yeah, it's not a show of unity. It's they want to make sure they don't miss anything as they're walking.
Okay. I always wondered why they were holding hands when they went into the woods.
Why did you think? I wonder.
I was confused. Like to say, we're here as one, like together, like let's support each other.
Yeah, but really
now
it's so
you don't miss any space.
That's right.
Learn something new every day.
Positivity.
And teaching.
And, yeah. The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones. Remember yesterday, that guy named Wyatt who called and we tried to, like, gouge him for Lunchbox's talent fee?
Yeah.
We said Lunchbox would come down to Savannah, Georgia. He called us. Was like, how much to get Lunchbox to come hang out with us? And I was like, I was being ridiculous. I was like, all expenses paid. Well, Wyatt is back on the phone. Wyatt.
Yes, sir.
Are you calling now because you met with your people?
I believe I've met with enough of them to come back with a counteroffer.
Okay, so you want a celebrity guest, and Lunchbox is the guy you've chosen to come hang with you at your bachelor party.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so what's the counteroffer?
The counteroffer is we will... And obviously, like I said, we're going to cover expenses, but we've already rented out a 5,000 square foot house.
So he has to stay with you.
Well, we're going to give him the room. He's going to have the room, the queen bedroom.
Okay. So he gets his own room. You're going to fly him down, make sure he eats, and give him $700. What's the date you're looking at here?
It's going to be the 6th. Well, we're going the 16th, so the weekend after the 16th.
Like November?
Yes.
Lunchbox, look at your calendar.
Let me pull up my calendar that I've never filled out in my life.
November 16th here.
So why are you looking at it?
How are you feeling about that, Lunchbox?
November 16th is a Thursday, boss.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. We're going on the 16th, but we're going to be there all weekend as well. So we're going to leave out on Thursday.
So would you go
Friday,
down?
Saturday, Sunday.
Like he gets there Friday and spends 24 hours and can leave.
I would leave stay Friday, Saturday, and come back Sunday is what he's saying.
Oh, he wants two days?
A whole
days?
Weekend?
Oh, there's no. My client will never agree to that. For 2 days? You're out of your mind.
Okay, fair enough. We'll do 24 hours.
Lunchbox, 24 hours.
You know, I mean, I like this. Bucks, and they're paying all expense paid.
You want to take his number down and set this
yeah,
up?
Yeah, we're going to take your number down, and we may have to get that autograph on the dotted line.
Okay.
We got to have a contract because you know how people like to go back on their word and not pay up.
They need a deposit.
Yes.
Oh, and a deposit.
Half.
Yeah,
oh,
a
wow.
Safety deposit. Half. Is that what it's called, safety deposit?
Yeah. Hey, Wyatt.
We'll put 50% down.
All right, buddy. Hold on a minute, okay?
All right,
doing deals. Like, well, let's go.
Man,
take care of that.
Making money. Making business man doing business man. Get that money. Get that money.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show. Ridiculous. Bobby
Bones Show. Bonehead. Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Fertile, Minnesota. A Minnesota man lives right by a private airport, and he was tired of planes flying over his property.
No. I don't like where this is going.
There was a little Cessna flying over his property.
Oh, no. Don't tell me he shot at it.
So he went, got his gun.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. And shot at the Cessna, putting two bullet holes in the plane.
That's not good.
Like, that's... He should have a gun. How about that? You're gonna shoot airplanes, you should have a gun.
That's just mean.
License, boom, revoked.
God. He had a high-powered rifle and put a couple bullet holes in the Cessna.
High-powered rifle can mean anything.
Right,
it can mean a .22. So when people go assault rifle, I'm always like, you know, that could be any kind of rifle. This guy shouldn't have a freaking rubber band gun shooting airplanes.
A slingshot?
Yes, get it away from him. He go to jail?
Yeah, he's facing a lot of charges. Good. I'm Lunchbox, that's your bonehead story of the day.
What in the world? What's wrong with people?
What's wrong with people?
Bobby Bones.
Ooh. Eric in Kansas.
Yeah, how's it going, Bobby?
What up, buddy?
Long-time caller, first-time listener.
Wait, that doesn't make sense, but I appreciate that. All right, what you got for us? You have something for us?
Yeah, I just dropped off my kid, headed to work, but just wanted to ask you a question. I kind of developing this dad bod that Eddie's always talking about. It's easy to get and even easier to keep.
Yeah.
Just one of those people that I've had a high metabolism my whole life, so I don't... haven't necessarily needed to work out, you know, and I used to have abs when my fiance and I got together and stuff like that, and she always said that I looked good. Well, now that I've developed a little more weight, she says a lot, you know, when I have my shirt off that, you know, oh, I like the weight that you put on or whatever. Well, I'm just wondering, you know, if she really means that or if she's just saying that because she loves me, you know what I mean? Like, should I, you know, make a concerted effort to, you know, maybe drop some of the weight because she used to say that she liked how I looked too. So which way is it? You know
sure,
I mean?
sure.
Okay,
first of all,
okay.
She's your fiance, right?
Yes.
So she's not going anywhere. So right. there's that. That's a big factor in that.
Big deal.
You do have a wedding, too. And if she's preparing herself for pictures in a wedding, I don't know if she is or not, then it's kind of up to you to also put in the work, just short term.
Right.
Would you feel like that's fair to say?
Yes. I mean, we just had a baby like 4 months ago. So, you know.
Okay, I do know. Okay, I would just go, if she likes it and she says she likes it, I'm okay. I don't think women like it. I think that they're... Eddie?
My wife says the same thing. I mean, I'm with him. He's speaking my language because my wife says, I like it when you put on a little weight. I like you a little soft.
Maybe she just doesn't want you to have options. And so...
Huh? Bottom line.
You know
what you're saying?
Like, yes, the worse you look, the less women are...
I don't think she's thinking that, but...
No, that's why I think that's it because... That, yes.
We, as married men, we have the, I guess, the luxury of really just letting ourselves go a little bit and being okay with it. Because what are we going to do? We're married.
Oh, but heaven forbid the girl let herself go.
Right. But,
Also, I will say, she was complimenting you when you had the abs, and she's complimenting you when you don't have the abs. So it sounds to me like you have someone pretty awesome that just loves you for who you are. However,
well,
you should take care
of
yourself.
Well, it's because I still have this face, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There we go.
He's a face guy.
Okay, well, be healthy. Take care of yourself.
I hear you.
I should probably exercise anyway. I just, you know, don't want her to feel like she has to pump me up and... things like that and not really mean it.
I think she probably is.
I think she's just nice.
It's either she's pumping you up and doesn't mean it, or she wants you to get bigger so other women aren't like, ooh.
Oh,
Bobby, your theory on that.
No, I'm nailing it. That's real life America.
Get out.
Everywhere.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, Eric, appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, see you, bud. What do you think about when a celebrity has a house and it goes up for sale and everybody knows about it? Because, one, it's good promotion, but two, then you kind of know where the celebrity lives and what their lifestyle is like.
Yeah, totally.
And I bring this up because Jake Owen's house is up for sale right now. You know, Jake. Whoa, never gonna grow up. And Jake's just laid back.
Laid back.
You know? Just a dude. Jake is looking for $1.5 million for his house. He bought it from Loretta Lynn.
Wow.
That's cool.
The 5,000 square foot, custom built, single family home. It says on 7 acres. It's in a town called Kingston Springs. How far is that from here?
45 minutes.
Okay. It has 3 bedrooms, 4 full. And 1 half bath. It's always, why are there more bathrooms? Like, I don't understand the, like, big houses.
Makes no sense.
More bathrooms than bedrooms?
Don't know.
Like, shouldn't there be just enough toilets for beds?
In case you need one, you know, a full bathroom for someone that's not sleeping there.
I guess. So, the property has a renovated kitchen. It has a tiki bar beach area.
Oh, wow.
And
I was wondering why, but then I forgot. Jake Owen's laid back.
Laid back.
It's got a recording studio in it.
Wow. Not bad.
Okay, Jake.
$1.5 million.
Worth it.
That's it?
Stop.
No.
Just kidding.
Because when I hear that, I start thinking what other celebrities and how much their houses were going for.
But you're talking about Reba versus Jake Owen.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
That's old money versus new money.
That's true.
Yeah, and Jake probably moving up.
Oh, yeah, moving on up.
So here's what we want to do for Monday. We want you, Lunchbox, to call and see if you can get in this thing.
Oh, man, no problem. You know my way with realtors. I'll get in there. I'll get an appointment.
You never get in. Just try to get an open house.
Oh, if you get in, that would be amazing.
I'm interested in how he built a tiki bar beach area. I just want to know what that is.
Well,
is there a link to this? Can we put it up on a website? Because it's on the internet.
Sure, there's a Zillow or whatever.
Hey, type in Jake Owen on Zillow. Type in laid back.
Laid back in a thrift store beach chair, dropping limes in a Corona.
Jake with his own tiki bar beach area. Wow.
And it's sunshine. Well, so you don't think that was there when Loretta Lynn was there?
The
or
tiki?
He added it?
Yeah, you think that's new? Because he did buy from Loretta Lynn.
She wasn't very beachy.
Yeah, she wasn't beachy. And she wasn't very laid back.
Laid back in a thrift store beach.
Yeah.
I watched The Coal Miner's Daughter. She wasn't.
She wasn't laid back.
Nah.
But that'd be cool if that recording studio was there for her
and for him. So like
he built the studio.
Shoot.
There goes that theory.
Sorry.
But they use the same bathroom for sure.
Well, they have there are 97 bathrooms in this thing apparently. Okay, so Monday Lunchbox, you got it?
Yeah, I'll call him today.
Right. See Bobby in your town this weekend.
Tonight, the Raging Idiots are playing in Lubbock. Eddie and I will be there with our band. Tomorrow night in Tulsa. If you want to come, love to see you. RagingIdiots.com. Lubbock tonight, Tulsa tomorrow night. Bobby Bones Show. The most expensive cup of coffee in the country. You ready for this? It costs $55.
Why?
Man, rich people will pay some crazy stuff. I mean, because you know people are buying it, not because it tastes good,
it's
but only,
novelty of it.
Only because it's $55.
Right.
And they want to see. What makes it so expensive? That's the question everybody asks. First of all, the beans are rare. And they talk about their Esmeralda Geisha Canas Verde natural beans.
Oh, are they eaten by an animal and then pooped out?
No, but that's a thing, huh?
Yeah. those are expensive.
They sold 100 pounds at an auction of these beans, and they sold for $600 a pound.
Oh, my goodness.
And this coffee shop got their hands on 11 pounds of the beans. So the only place in the U.S. So this coffee is $55. Now, as crazy as that sounds, because it does sound crazy, let's go back in time to 5 years ago. If I would have ever told myself I was going to pay $5 at Starbucks for a dirty chai, I would have been like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
And I've been like, what animal's pooping out that bean? So maybe the high-end coffee game really starts to take off.
I remember when you can go to Wendy's and fill up your mug with 5 cents. It was called the nickel deal. Like, real
let's
talk.
Let's do, I remember when. Okay, that's good. That's a good one. I remember when, no lie, in Arkansas, payphones were everywhere, and it cost a dime. And we would go to the payphone and take a bunch of dimes and just call out, because sometimes our phone would get cut off. We have any money. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we lose phone, and so we just take a bunch of dimes and go. And payphones were, I remember when there were payphones, first of all. But then everywhere else was a quarter, but ours was a dime in Arkansas.
Wow.
So I remember when.
I remember when gas was under a dollar a gallon.
I did too.
And my roommates and I would argue. We'd like, dude, I'll buy the premium just because it's under a dollar. As long as it's under a dollar, I'm going to look like a baller. It's under a dollar. I'm paying super premium.
Y'all, when we were 16, sometimes it was 89 cents.
Yes, that's right. So awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
That was wild.
I remember when.
This is what old people talk about. I remember when. Amy, do you have one?
Sorry, gas was mine.
Yeah.
Other than that.
That's what you're known for. You know what's weird about
you? I remember when I used to carry a pager.
Yeah.
You did?
Because that's the only time I would use a payphone. Was to call someone.
Page and then go to the payphone.
Yes. That's right. So, I don't know.
Well, I remember when you had to turn on the radio to find out school closings.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was a big deal.
Oh, for real? Oh, my goodness. It could be closed. Turn on the radio. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
We would all turn it on and just wait for the school. Yeah. They'd read them in alphabetical order.
And so, if you miss it, you just had to sit there.
Kids have no idea. Hey, Morgan number two is 24 years old. She's our digital girl. Morgan, number two, did you ever have to listen to the radio in Wichita to hear that school was closed?
Yeah, when I was in middle school, I did.
So it wasn't internet or text, it was radio still?
No, but it was getting to the point where it was internet. Like, it was starting to be on the websites of news stations, but that was the extent of it.
And then TV news would scroll it, too.
That's right. Yeah.
And you'd be like, come on, Mountain Pine, come on, Mountain Pine, come on, Mountain Pine. And then whenever it was closed, we'd go to Dead Man's Hill, and no one could afford a sled. It only snowed like twice in Arkansas a year. But when it snowed hard. So we go to Dead Man's Hill. Why'd they call it Dead Man's Hill?
Why do they call it Dead Man's Hill,
Bones? Because there's a tree right at the bottom of it.
Oh.
And you either had to jump off the sled or die.
Oh,
you had two options. And there weren't sleds. So it was a trash bag or the top of a trash can.
Wow.
That's how we slid down. And so, yeah, again, it's either jump off right before or die. So it was
or be a dead man.
And then you would go right in the church parking lot. Those were the days, man. Dead Man's Hill.
I remember when.
I remember when.
Man.
All right.
Dial up.
I remember when I used to listen to my Hootie tape. I burnt my Hootie and the Blowfish tape up.
Do you remember fixing the tape with a pencil?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it would
wind it up.
It would be out. Like the string would be. Yeah.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Some good movies out this weekend. Only the Brave, based on the true story of the Granite Mountain Hotshots, a group of elite firefighters. Oh, I've heard it's so good. 89% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. Dierks Bentley has a song in it. I can't wait to see it.
Our producer Eddie saw it, and you loved it, huh?
Yeah, I had no idea what it was about. My wife and I went, and I ended up really, really liking it, because it's a true story, and like it gets really emotional at some points.
What else is out?
Boo 2, A Madea Halloween.
Oh, Amy loves Madea.
I do.
Amy's always loved Madea. Yeah, what else?
I really do. And then same kind of different as me hits theaters this weekend. Renee Zellweger's in it, and it's based off a true story. It was a book. I know Lunchbox and I both read it, and I definitely want to see it. But I think I'm going to see Only the Brave first.
Hidden thing about Lunchbox is he reads
a lot.
And he doesn't like to admit it, but he does. It's one of these things. He doesn't like to talk about stuff that we want to know about. All right, what else, Amy?
Kelsea Ballerini released a new track off her upcoming album at midnight last night. It's called Miss Me More, if you want to check it out. And her upcoming album, Unapologetically, is out November 3rd.
And Taylor put out a song.
Yeah, midnight too.
Yeah.
It's like all kinds of songs.
Yeah.
Ooh. Look what you made me do.
Who made her do that?
Ooh. Ooh, look what you made me do. All right.
I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, Darius is coming in a few minutes, so we're going to do the Morning Corny right now.
The Morning Corny.
What did the excited farmer do?
What did the excited farmer do?
He wet his plants.
Come on. That's very good.
That was the Morning Corny.
I gotta admit, that was pretty good. Okay. Yeah. Let's play Is It Fake News?
Is It Fake News?
A New York man has been busted with 12 sharks living in his swimming pool.
Wow.
Police raided the house on an anonymous tip and found 12 sharks in his pool.
Wow. Now, that means it has to be a saltwater pool.
Yes.
And those do exist.
That's correct.
Yeah. Is it fake news, Amy?
That's real.
Eddie?
So fake.
I think it's real.
No
Lunchbox, what is it?
It's real.
Real news!
Yeah!
That was real news.
Real news.
Real news.
Why do I get got on all these?
Like, everybody gets got on the internet.
I hate that.
Like, that dude had 12 sharks. And first of all, who ratted him out?
What?
Like, why you gotta call him make that?
Yeah.
Is he being mean to the sharks? Like, they probably should be in the ocean, but somebody's gonna have them black market. It's probably a terrible logic, huh? Like, somebody's gonna do something illegal.
No, yeah, hey, they said that they think he was mating them and selling them.
Oh.
Wow. That's crazy, though. He had 12 in a pool. The CIA retired a sniffer dog because she didn't want to search for explosives anymore. She just wanted to play.
Aww.
Love that.
That's great.
She's like, I don't want to work it anymore.
The 18-month-old dog who they trained, quote, was clearly not enjoying herself. Sad to announce, she's moved on from the Fairfax County Police Department.
Man.
Because the lab just wanted to play.
I thought it was going to be an old dog.
No. Like, never had interest. Only wanted to play with toys.
Yeah.
Polls of the week. These are some we posted up. If you had to choose, we said, would you rather keep texting or only talk on the phone? Like, you had two options. And 74% agreed with me, and they said texting over calls. The other poll was, everybody wanted Lunchbox to donate his $100 winnings to charity. They were like, donate your money. So we asked the people, should he donate the $100 that he won? 60% said no.
Oh, yeah.
You lucked out.
Good, I'm on the good side.
Here's the thing, though. The 40% of people that want Lunchbox to donate it, here's the thing about money. Never tell people what to do with their money. He won the money fair and square. If he wanted to donate it, he could. And it would have been nice. I would have liked for him too. But I'm not telling him what to do with his money.
To be fair, you put up a poll and you asked them to pick one.
Yeah, and they said keep it.
That's the winner.
Yeah, that's the winner. Darius is coming in just a bit. Also, Shania Twain. It's a bit away, but she'll be here too. I'll say this. People love that Kip Moore. Like, he came in yesterday and played.
I love that Kip Moore.
Do you?
Yeah. Love that dude.
Like, anytime he comes in, the response for Kip is so, he's just so, like, honest and forward, and people love that Kip Moore, man.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Hey, our buddy Darius Rucker is here. Hey, man.
Hey, Bobby.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too, man. How are you?
It's rare. You know, you're not around here all the time.
I know, man.
I see you on the road more than I see you in town.
A lot more on the road, I know.
So I have some of the new record here that comes out today, by the way.
I'm very excited about that, absolutely.
And so, do you know what's funny? And I just thought about this. We were in your, man, it's been over a year. We were in your bus right whenever your last song.
Yeah.
It took, that last, to be a number one song, it took over a year.
It took 40-something weeks, man. Yeah.
We were in Indianapolis.
Yes, we were.
In your bus on a Saturday, and that song had just come out.
Yeah.
And we were hating. It was like, and I loved the song, and then it took almost a year.
I know,
and it was
man.
Such a good song.
I loved it. I thought it was a smash.
It was. I mean, it's a number one, so it was.
Yeah,
what's it? Why does it take so long? Why does music take so long?
I don't know. It's changed. It's changed since I've been here. Like, you know, songs take so long to catch a hold and move up. And
it's not even a you thing.
No, it's everybody.
Unless you're Luke or Blake.
Yep, that's what I was gonna say. Unless you're one of the big Luke, Blake, or Miranda. I mean, it just takes forever to get up the charts. But you know, there's so many great songs out there. I guess.
Does that keep a record from coming out? Like, does that delay a record if the song's taking longer?
I'm pretty sure it does, yeah.
Did it delay this one?
No, I delayed this one because I was lazy.
It's nice to be Darius. It is nice. I wanna
but
play.
He laughs about it like that, and you're like, oh, that's cute. It's okay.
Well, here's the thing about Darius. Darius has options. You know? Darius doesn't put out a record. He's good.
I'm okay.
He's okay. So Darius does what Darius wants, and you've earned that.
Well, thank you.
I want to play, let's see here. I want you to tell me about this song here, Straight to Hell.
All right.
Because why I bring it up is because there's a lot of power on this song. It's you, Aldean, Luke, and Charles from Lady A. Charles
yeah.
I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said.
Tell me how you got all, what happened here with this song?
I've been meaning to cut that song since I came to Nashville. It's an old driving and crying song that was big when I was in college. And I've been meaning to cut it, and I'm making my record. I get a phone call out of the blue, and it's Charles Kelly. He's like, dude, I just heard that Driving and Crying song again. You got to cut that. And I said, man, I've been meaning to cut that forever. He's like, well, I'll sing it with you. It's like, cool. So I was like, I'll cut it. We cut it, and me, him, and Jason were hanging out, and we talked about it. And then I called Luke one night. I just said, I want Luke on this record. And called Luke, and he got off stage and called me back. And I was like, I'm doing this record. He's like, yeah, we'll do it. And the funny thing for me is once when we cut it and we were putting it all together, it sounds like, you know, we've been all singing together for our whole lives. And it clicked, and it's just a big old country song. And I thought it'd be really cool to do it with those guys.
Sounds like the end of the night at a bar.
Yeah.
Everybody had a little drink. Everybody just sing it.
And I'm going straight to hell, just like my mama said.
I didn't play a full round, but I played a little bit with Charles Kelly golf.
Yeah.
Because he's doing this little show. He's like, hey, come out and do the show with me. Are you a better golfer than he is?
No.
You're not a better
golfer? No, he's better than me. I mean, I beat him before.
He said you were a better golfer.
No. I mean, we go back and forth when we play.
He says you play every day, and he doesn't get to. Like, he was already
a lot.
Yeah,
play a lot.
But you're not better than he is.
I could probably beat him right now. My handicap's probably a little lower than his. But you know, Charles, like, yeah, I talked to those guys that knew Charles when he was 11 and 12, and they say he was the best junior golfer in Augusta, and he chose music over golf.
And his brother is better than he is.
Yeah,
that's who we played with. It's me, him, and his brother.
Yeah. His brother's better than him for sure.
Man. Tell me about this. This is a single here, and we're going to play this in a second. For the first time.
Yeah. Wrote this with a couple guys that I've known for a while, and it was, for me, I just love that song the first time. When we first started writing it, I loved the whole sentiment of doing stuff you haven't done. So many people get in ruts, and I think that's what the record's mostly, my whole album's mostly about, is just you get in a rut, and you're living this life that you do the same thing every day, and you know, that was a great question for me. When's the last time you did something for the first time? You know, and that's something that, for me, I've actually, that song made me go and write a bucket list. Made me go, you know, I have two bucket lists. I have a bucket list of things I want to do and concerts I have to see. Because that song made me think, when's the last time I actually did something I haven't done before?
You know? Who do you want to see that you haven't seen?
Saw McCartney the other day. That was the first time and I hadn't seen him.
How was that? How's Paul McCartney at over 70?
Unbelievable. Still. 3 hours straight.
Really?
3 hours straight. No opening act. And killed it. And I mean, I took my kids, and they were all like, this guy's unbelievable. I was like, yeah, he's unbelievable. And he was great.
Did he play hits? He play all hits? He play Beatles? Did he play Wing stuff?
Played all hits.
Really?
Played a lot of Wing stuff, mostly Beatles stuff. You know, played, I think, one new song. And it was nonstop greatness.
That's about right, though, because you always want to give an artist a couple. But man, when you go see a legendary act, because I went to see, I went to see R.E.M. once. They played no hits. I was so disappointed.
I had the same. It's funny you say that. I went to see a long time ago. I went to see that Bruce Hornsby, and I loved him. And he didn't play one of his hits. And I was like, "Are you kidding me?"
I saw Van Morrison once. Didn't play. It's not like he has 20 hits anyway.
Yeah.
But he didn't play any of like the five songs I knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Dude, come on!" He didn't play any of them. I was like, "Come on, man!"
And see, I'm not that guy.
people ask me all the time, you still love playing those Hootie songs? And I go, man, when you hit that first chord and you hear that crowd roar the way they roar, that's worth it every time. Every time. I mean, I made songs. I wasn't one of the cool musicians who wanted to make these songs that, you know, that are just thought of as the greatest songs. I wanted to make songs that people loved and people wanted to listen to. And so when I get up and play, I love playing my hits. I mean, I love playing the new stuff, but I want to get to the hits. Just the reaction's worth it.
You know, for me, when we know this by now, I was a diehard Hootie fan, right? Yeah. Like, I was a diehard Hootie. And what's wild is that how, like, you guys were a pretty crazy band whenever you didn't have the image of a pretty crazy band. Yeah. Like, you were a pretty wild crew.
Yeah, we were.
Like, here you are, you know, you're the hot AC, then the pot, you know, yeah. And you're like the wholesome looking group of fellas.
Yeah.
You guys were going hard.
One of the great moments of our life is we're in the middle of this tour and we are going. And this guy who was probably in his early 60s was a roadie. And one day we're all sitting around, we're having some drinks backstage. His tour's about over, I think three more shows or something. And he's in there talking to us and he said, you guys, I've toured with The Who, I toured with The Stones. And I'm going to tell you right now, nobody goes like you guys. Back in the day, man, when I always say when people read the book, they're not going to believe it.
There are stories that you've told me that I'm like, I will never be able to tell those stories in my whole life because I don't have to be a you story, but I'm like, respect, he made it through.
Oh, dude, that's what when the four of us get together, that's one thing that we always say, thank God for letting all four of us make it through because it could have been gone the other way easy.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Darius Rucker in studio. You want to play? Will you sing? I didn't know you were going to sing. This makes me.
Yeah, I'll sing.
This makes me tingle a little bit. So what are we going to do here?
We're going to do that song that we were talking about that went number one. Do you want to do that?
Yep. You want to do it?
Yeah, absolutely. We'll do If I Told You.
That's a jam. That's a good one. Yeah, that's a good one. You know, here's the thing. I've never heard this stripped down before this.
Oh, cool. Kind of cool. See, look at that.
Let me sit back and take it in. All right. He's got a record out today. I hope you check out the new Darius record. I hope you buy it.
Please buy it.
Yeah, that's all I was saying. download or buy it at Walmart or Target.
Yes.
Yeah.
Download it or go to your local Walmart or Target.
I mean, if you want them to get 0.0000001 cent, you can stream it.
You can stream it.
Yeah. Exactly. You can stream it. All right. Here's Darius Rucker in studio right now. All right, we're ready. Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Nice. Darius Rucker in studio. We got an album out today called When Was the Last Time? Which it can be a little confusing because the song's for the first time. The album's called When Was the Last Time?
Yeah.
Got a lot of times.
Yeah, you know, time is, you know, I don't believe in it. It comes quick.
Hey, congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Always good to see you.
Always good to see you.
I'll see you soon. We see each other. We rarely see each other here.
Yeah, I know, we don't, but, you know.
It's always like at the club in Vegas, like, hey, you want to go? We go.
Yeah, you're my boy, you know that.
Yeah.
Long time,
I haven't been to a club in Vegas in probably...
You know why I don't go to clubs?
Why?
Because I don't want to be the old dude in the club, standing in the corner with a drink, like, look. I don't want to be the old dude in the club, so I don't go to clubs.
Very self-aware.
You know why I don't go to clubs?
I don't go out very much at all.
I don't go to clubs because I know. Why don't I go to clubs?
Because you're lame.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm lame.
That's probably
it. You have to pay the balance. You're famous. I don't get famous treatment. Do you have people that call and say Darius is coming?
Yes. And I am not going.
Then I would go with you then.
Yeah, but I'm not going. Yeah. Yeah. But
you probably do bottle service where they pay like.
If you're going to go to a club, you got to do bottle service.
Yeah, you got options.
I follow you on. You got options. You are looted. You got options, my man. Don't even try it.
You don't even know what you're talking about. All right, we're going to go.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about.
We're going to go. Darius Rucker's drunk, and we're going to go. All right, goodbye, everybody. All
right. Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Ashley in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Hello.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. What's going on?
I had a question for you. I actually had two questions, but he said that he used the question with you.
Okay.
You have your trip with the Raging Idiots this weekend, correct?
That's right. We're going to Lubbock and Tulsa Friday and Saturday, respectively. Go ahead.
And and you said you were bringing your dog, and he hasn't been doing good. I was going to ask how he's doing and if you're prepared for the trip.
Oh, well, thank you very much. He is actually, he had his third round of chemo. It knocked him down for a few days. He's actually really good now. So good and so much energy that I had to call the vet in case he doesn't travel well because it's a long bus ride. I have doggy Xanax just in case because he's doing great. He's still sick. He has his blood cancer. I don't know how long he's got, probably a few months left, but he actually, he doesn't know he's sick. And that makes me feel better in my heart that he doesn't know he's sick and he's feeling great. And so I hope he does okay. We've never taken him on the bus before.
Are you nervous?
Oh, of course I am. I mean, there are 12 of us in a bus with a dog. I mean, yeah but I listen, I'm not going to leave my dog for that long. I love that dude, man.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, but hey, thank you for that question. I really appreciate that.
Can I ask the one for Amy because it's been driving me nuts all week?
Yeah, go ahead.
Has she heard from the ambassador about her kiddos?
The former prime minister? Yes, I have.
Wait. All right. Ashley, you can go ahead.
Oh.
Home for Christmas for y'all. That's exciting. I hope they are.
Yeah, so I have talked to him, and I did ask the question, do you think they'll be here before Christmas? And he replied yes, and we have...
What? How are we?
This is huge.
Ashley, wow. Yes, I know.
We didn't even know this, Ashley. Wow. Go ahead, Amy.
So he also said that November 7th is going to be an important day for paperwork.
Wow. I feel like y'all are family. Yesterday, my husband, when he first got into the car, I couldn't even ask him how his day was. He said, did Lunchbox win? I said, he did.
There it is. Hey, thank you very much for calling. Thank you for caring. That's awesome.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, have a nice day. Man, there we go. How about that? Breaking news here.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
All right, Darius left. Shania will be in the next half hour. So holy cow, what a packed show. We should talk about this because Eddie lets his kids drink soda.
Yeah, and it's kind of like a reward system.
Amy's already shaming you.
Oh, no, because he shamed me for letting my kids jump on the bed, and now I'm like,
great point.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all. Calm down for a second. Eddie has two kids, okay, 9, 4. Which kids like soda?
The old one, the 9-year-old. Okay. He likes his sodas. He's liked them for a few years now, and we've always told him no soda. But now he enjoys going to the grocery store and picking out like a 2-liter of soda once a month, and that's his reward. If he's behaved, if he's had good grades, no complaints from his teachers, let's go to the grocery store, pick out a soda pop.
So producer Eddie and his 9-year-old will go to the grocery store and pick out a 2-liter soda.
Yeah. We've been doing this for like 3 months now, so he's picked Mountain Dew, he's picked regular Coke, and this month he did Dr. Pepper, cherry Dr. Pepper.
Amy, your thoughts?
I think that sounds great. I know plenty of parents that I that's not what I would use as a reward with my kids.
Oh, here we go.
Jamie,
go ahead.
No, I mean, I just would jump on the bed with them, Eddie.
How do you feel about soda with kids?
I was allowed to drink soda as a kid, and I was hooked on Diet Coke big time, and I know how difficult it was for me to break the habit, and I don't want to put that on my kids. So hopefully I can offer them some other options so they don't have to quit it later in life. Because everyone says you should quit soda, right? Eddie, do you drink soda?
No, I don't anymore.
Okay.
It makes you, if you're drinking a bunch of, Mike D, were you drinking soda?
No.
Okay, never mind. All right, so Mike D lost 120 pounds.
But he started by quitting soda.
All the time.
Oh, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah.
You were drinking soda.
Yeah.
And you were drinking how much soda?
Like at least a couple every day.
So the first thing you do is cut soda, right?
Yeah.
And how much weight did you drop just from soda?
30 pounds.
Just from soda, he dropped 30 pounds.
Wow.
Right.
So, yeah. So you think by me letting him have like a 2-liter a month, like is that a gateway to having 2 a day?
Let me tell you how I feel.
Yes.
Just in general.
Yeah.
If you can do something in moderation, fantastic. I don't think there's anything wrong with giving him a 2-liter a month. I don't. And I don't drink soda.
Right.
I don't think it's good for you. But there's a lot of things that aren't good for you. Anything in moderation is okay.
Okay. So we just have to watch him while he's growing up.
It's just, if it's once a month, go for it. I used to drink a 3-liter a day, by the way.
Mountain Dew. Big time.
I would go work out and drink a 3-liter Mountain Dew.
Me too. Yeah. I didn't drink water ever growing up. All I drank was a soda with my meal.
Mm-hmm.
I was so dumb. I used to think Sunny Delight was orange juice.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. I used to take Sunny Delight and take it because it's expensive. And so I take my orange juice, Sunny Delight. And I had an old bottle, and I would pour it into half, and I'd have two then half bottles of Sunny Delight. Then I'd fill them both up with water and shake them. Then I had two bottles of Sunny Delight.
Genius.
Man, I was like, this should be on Shark Tank back then. Eddie, I think there's nothing wrong with moderation. Make sure it isn't more than that.
All right, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Hey, you know why I'm so good at parenting advice?
Because you don't have kids.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Let's play easy trivia.
Oh, goodness.
What? These are easy questions.
Just because it makes me feel not smart.
Okay, ready. I'll go, and we'll go to each of you. If you miss it, you're out. But these are easy trivia questions, okay? Amy.
Yes.
The first easy question. What does CEO stand for?
Chief Executive Officer.
Correct. Would you not have got that lunch?
Probably not.
Lunchbox. Who was the oldest elected president?
See, that's ridiculous. How am I supposed to know that? That is so old. Jimmy Carter.
No, Donald Trump.
Dude, he's serving right now.
He was elected at 70 years old. How am I supposed to know something from so long ago?
That far back.
I ain't studied history since eighth grade.
He took the throne from
the
Ronald
throne.
Reagan.
The throne. What are you?
Jimmy Carter was pretty old.
Yeah, they all got old, but he started at 70. Lunchbox has been eliminated.
See, you gave me an impossible question.
No. Eddie.
Come on.
How many inches are in a yard?
Oh, my goodness. Yep. How many? That's 3 times 12. That would be 36.
Still in the game.
Wow.
How was that hard to you guys?
That was awesome.
The math was the hardest part.
Yeah.
It's a breeze.
I would never get that.
Amy versus Eddie.
Yeah.
Amy, easy trivia. Yes. What's the smallest state?
I'm going to head northeast to a little state called Rhode Island.
Are you pretty sure about that or no?
Pretty sure.
How on a scale of percentage out of 100%?
99.
It's Rhode Island.
Yes!
Wow!
Eddie.
Come on.
What planet is known for its rings?
Oh, Saturn. Easy.
Oh, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Amy, what's the most spoken language in the world? The most spoken language in the world.
Spoken. Yeah.
Okay, not thought. Yes, of course, it's a language. Yes,
You're the one that reiterated spoken. So I was making sure.
Not what they think about.
Written.
Not what they dream about.
Dang. Yeah, the most spoken language in the world.
English.
Do you say English?
No way.
Chinese.
Oh.
Oh, probably because Asia's so big.
Mm, the biggest continent.
Yeah.
Eddie.
So do I win?
If you get this right.
Oh.
You have to still get it right.
For the championship.
Come on.
What is Batman's real name?
Oh, his name is Bruce Wayne. Hit it! That was come on, Buzz, ready?
Down, tell me something good, and Shania Twain. Anybody happy about that or no?
So happy.
How do we know? I mean, we just don't care, or do we really care?
We really care. All right.
Yeah! All right, Shania Twain comes by, too, at like 20 after the next hour. Man, how about that? It's a nice little Friday here for you.
Friday.
Except, don't.
Why?
I don't like when people do that.
That's why?
So I don't like Friday.
Friday. Okay.
Well, you're not looking.
People post all the time.
It's
Friday. Friday.
Maybe. There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, Millennial Morgan, do you like Friday? That seems like a millennial thing.
Yeah, I love it. I post it on all the time.
That's
on
you.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's it.
Savage.
No, that's okay. All right. Thank you. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, Shania Twain's back in the studio with us. Woo! Yeah. Dang. We are so lucky. A second time to have you in here.
Thank you.
How are you? You good? Record comes out, does amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing great. I'm loving life right now and really enjoying this moment.
It's crazy. You know, we talked about this before, but now that the record's out, like, you wrote the entire record yourself, which is rare, which is completely rare.
Yeah, I think especially these days, I enjoy writing alone. I've always enjoyed writing alone. And for 15 years, I was co-writing with Mutt. We wrote everything together. We didn't have any other collaborators. It was just the two of us. But I still, did miss that isolating time with myself. I mean, songwriting for me is me time. And I really wanted to take on writing without anybody else's input and influence and just have that independence and freedom.
Where do you write? Like, where would you write? Do you have a space? Do you just pull out the phone sometimes?
Well, I do put ideas down on all my electronics wherever I am, depending on what I have with me. Yeah, it could be my phone, iPad, whatever, computers. But I do have one computer that's delegated for specifically my Pro Tools, and that's where I demo everything. So I just sit down with my laptop, microphone, guitar, and a little portable keyboard. And that's set up in my bathroom, believe it or not, of all places. That's my little setup because it's the quietest room in the house. And I've got a son that's down the hall making his own music, and it bleeds into my microphone if I'm anywhere else in the house. So I've got the bathroom to myself, and that's where I actually wrote most of this album.
That leads me into a couple questions. In the bathroom, like, I feel like I sound amazing in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. Like, when I sing in the bathroom, I am fantastic. Do you sound better in the shower, too?
I don't sing in the shower. This is my mic setup thing.
You're missing out.
I know. I think, though, that it does give a weird sound into the microphone. It's okay if you're just singing in the shower acoustically, but then when you get a mic set up, it's actually not cool. It's not a good sound.
Toilet flush is not working?
That's not working. But no, anyway, that's the ridiculous fact there of where I wrote most of these songs. I have a great view from that bathroom, too, of the beach.
So what does your son think when his mom comes back and puts out another number one record?
He's really proud of me, and he's very excited. He's just proud, and I think it inspires him to work hard as well with his own music and what he's doing.
I know last time you were in, he said, "Wear those shoes," and you came in wearing Yeezys.
Yes.
And you're walking, I was like, "Shania's wearing Yeezys."
I don't know if he's more proud of my career accomplishments or the fact that I wear Yeezys, but
no, it's both. I mean, I think you're the epitome of, I'm not a regular mom, I'm a cool mom.
He definitely makes a point of showing everybody when I walk in the room that I've got a pair of Yeezys on. Yeah, and he makes me take good care of them.
They better, because they're not cheap.
No, I know. We've got matching ones. I think this is just trickery. Mom, you need to have those shoes.
That's exactly.
You'll be the coolest mom out there. And then we could wear them together.
Oh. You should get me some too.
But it's really cute because we actually do wear them together. I think he is sincere about that, because I think most kids would go, "Okay, mom, yeah, we both have a pair, but just don't wear them when I'm wearing mine, okay?"
He's like, "Mom, Ferrari. You would look totally cool in a Ferrari. And we can drive beside each other."
Oh, dang. I'm going to start doing that with Bobby.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Let's play word association here, and we're going to play some new stuff, and we're going to play some of the older stuff. So let's do, how about "We Got Something They Don't"? Give me a word when you hear this song. What word pops to your head?
Team.
Why team?
Home team. This is all about home team spirit.
What about... Any man of mine. You're still dancing to this one. You still like this, huh?
Yeah, totally. I think of line dancing.
You know, this is the one format where in some places you go and people will still dance to live music. Like, actual dance to music.
This is like the rock kick. You know, that's what it is. It's like, kick and rock in boots or something. I don't know.
How about this one right here? That don't impress me much. Did you know you had that with this one when you cut this song? Were you like, "We got something here"?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you never know. You never know what is really going to catch on with people, with listeners. And this one was a little different than some of the other things that we'd done. And it was more poppy and sassy in a different way. It was still the Shania sense of humor, with playing with the sexes and taking charge of being a woman with a sense of humor and in a non-offensive way, so that, everybody could be a part of it and enjoy it together. It didn't separate us as men and women. That was never the idea, to separate. It was always the idea to bring us together. And a song like that, I think, really did that.
Get
your Bobby Bones on. All right, here with Shania Twain, who's hanging out with us again. So it's been almost 15 years since the release of your last record. When was it where you were like, you know what? I think it's time that I do it now.
Well, the reason I did call the album Now is because I'm ready now. But for, and the reason that is even a point or a statement is just because I was not ready for so long. It was 7 years after I finished the Up Tour that I even knew that I even had an inkling of where to begin to get my voice back, because I had lost my voice all those years. And like literally even a lot of elements in my own speaking voice. I couldn't shout out for my dog or, you know, raise. I couldn't be in crowded spaces because nobody could hear me. It would just, air would come out. And it was really sad and quite depressing, because I, it also meant that I wasn't going to sing again. And I could only sing in very, very controlled and short, and, you know, spurted environments. So there was no way I was ever going to be able to carry on an actual career like that.
Is this because of Lyme disease?
Yeah, I was bit by a tick at the end of the Up Tour.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy? And I mean, the reason I went 7 years not knowing what was wrong with my voice is because no doctor connected the dots. Nobody even, you know, they knew I had Lyme's disease, but they check your organs, they check your, you know, you have a brain scan and you know, all of your vital organs and everything, and the heart and so on. But they don't get any deeper into things, and it is quite an elusive disease. There are a lot of side effects that stay under the radar. And until I got an actual neurological, very specific neurological test with needles in my larynx, not a very comfortable test. They put these really long needles that have to go in. I know, it's terrible.
Oh.
You have to lie back, and they insert 5 needles in there, and then they make you phonate. They make you make sounds, and that reads the activity of the larynx and what is going on with the vocal cords, things that you can't see in just a normal vocal scan that you would normally get as a vocalist. And I've got atrophied nerves on both sides, one on each vocal cord. There is only one on each vocal cord. So anyway, that creates a lot of problems with me singing. I had to go through another several years of physiotherapy to get a handle on it and to get to where I could record a whole album and get out there and actually tour with it.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, it's awesome to have you back. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. It's been
fantastic. Fun. Hey, Shania Twain, let's all clap our hands with Shania Twain. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So have y'all seen the theory that the First Lady, Melania Trump, has a body double?
Yes. And I watched the video where they're like, this is not Melania.
Some public appearances, really, I can't tell if it's her or the body
it's
double.
It's her. Let's all just stop.
No, people on Twitter, they're posting side by sides and it looks so convincing.
I saw, and I watch videos, and I see the structure, and they break down the structure.
Mm-hmm.
I've just seen people do the same thing with Paul McCartney, because he died a long time ago.
That's what they say.
And this Paul McCartney is not the real Paul McCartney.
Because if you play a song backwards, it says Paul is dead.
Paul is dead.
Yeah.
Did you know that? You play a Beatles song backwards.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Yeah, well,
that.
Y'all, you've talked about it.
It says Paul is dead.
Paul is dead. Even British. So, yeah, I don't believe it, but it's funny. But I don't believe it. Wouldn't that be a crazy thing if it did come out?
Yeah, totally
really
crazy.
Yeah, that'd be crazy. All right, what else?
Well, breast milk for adults is going to be the next health craze. You heard it here first.
To you.
No, listen. If you have any gut issues or diabetes or irritable bowel syndrome, well, let me tell you, you're going to want these breast milk capsules.
Maybe, listen, if they really said that was a thing, because I take Metamucil, because like I told you guys, I was going to the bathroom once a week. And now I didn't realize you were supposed to do more than that. I know, right? Like, I just...
It's trouble, man.
Yeah. It's weird you thought that was normal.
Yeah.
But I just figured it was a...
Like, if you literally not ever talk to anybody
or,
about that...
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to talk about bathroom.
I know you don't. I know you don't. But, I mean, you've been in so many relationships. Well, like...
Again, I don't do bathroom in with relationships.
Yes. Yeah.
That's true.
But, like, nobody in your life...
I just thought it was like a campsite, and like once a week you went and like cleaned
like
it.
Even at the doctor, they have you fill out a sheet that's like how many times.
I'm telling you, I would go to the bathroom once a week, but I take Metamucil, and that it's bit. But if they were like, "Hey, breast," I don't know that I'm against it. Amy's converted me to some weird... The weird thing about Amy is she's not as hippie as she is, right? Amy's is as hippie as you can be without being a hippie. Like, she makes her own deodorant. Amy, like...
What else are you?
I don't know. Eat the sun.
Don't use microwave.
She eats the sun rays.
Yeah.
She's not really a gas passer.
What?
She doesn't fart.
What?
Right, so
what does that have to do with... I also have so, laser hair removal.
I know, but you're so natural, you would think that you would be a farter. And you're not.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's all.
Interesting.
That's what I think about sometimes when I'm...
Really?
Yeah.
Deep thoughts.
Yeah, deep thoughts. Yeah. What else?
Okay, listen. If you need to remember something important, which I have... I'm like the worst when it comes to remembering things. All you have to do is tell a friend, and then you're more likely to remember whatever it is. And then boom. I mean, this was a legit study from Baylor University. So you can trust it.
My thing is I always associate it. So I met a guy at the gym.
That's cool.
We're working out, big dude, right? And we start talking, really nice guy. And it turns out he's Florida Georgia Lions trainer. He goes on the road with him. And real nice guy. Didn't know he's an FGL trainer until we started talking for a bit. Because I asked him, I was like, hey, what do you do? Because he looked like he played football. I think he did play for a bit. So I was like, what's your name? I'm terrible at names like most people are. And this is how I do my remembering, okay? So I remember I enjoy talking to him. Also enjoy playing sports. What's a sport? Volleyball. What's the name of a volleyball? Wilson. What's his name? Wilson. His name's Wilson. I saw him at the CMT RSC. I was like, Wilson, what up, baby?
And that's how you remember names.
That's how I remember everything.
Oh, my goodness.
I track one. I take steps.
Yeah.
That's how I remember everything in my life.
Interesting.
But I saw Wilson out of the CMT Awards.
Yeah, Wilson, your boy.
And I was like...
So I wouldn't remember the whole sport thing. Like,
that's why you have to go one at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I walk
everything.
So
did you tell
back.
It to a friend like this says, so that way you remember?
I don't have any friends. I just told myself.
I wrote it down. It's the best feeling to know someone's name. You can call them that all the time.
I'm the worst.
It's a life changer.
Okay. Yes.
If people remember my name, I'm like, oh, man.
That's right.
Okay, what if you were to meet me and I was like, hey, my name is... Brenda, how do you remember my name? Tell me the process.
For you?
Yeah.
You look like someone that probably watched a lot of TV in the 90s. What was the TV show that I watched? It was 90210. Brenda Walsh was in it.
Genius.
You're Brenda. That would be like my mechanism.
Okay.
Dang, dude, that's crazy.
That was really, really impressive. That's
man, crazy. You know what I do?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going? Nice to meet you. What's your name? Cool. In one ear, out the other.
I know.
I mean, we have people come here all the time, and I still don't know their name.
Yeah, that one guy's name, what do you call him? No, it's Garth.
Garth.
Do you ever encounter people where you do something nice for them, and they don't say thank you? And then,
every day for you guys.
Little things, but I don't do things for thank yous.
Me neither. But sometimes, have you ever had someone that's done something for you and then you don't say thank you and they go, well, thank you.
No.
And they try to pick on you.
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, anyway, point of this story is express your thanks, because not only should you show gratitude towards other people, but it will increase your happiness.
Yeah.
As much as 25%.
There you go. I love percentages on things that have no relationship to percentages. All right.
Why does it have a relationship? Mm.
Good?
They did a study.
There you go.
I'm good. I'm done.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
One of my favorite stories, I mean, of the past probably 6 months, is the fact that our producer, Eddie, he has a car called the Red Rocket, and man, is it a total piece of crap.
Yeah, it's a piece.
I mean, it's falling apart, and it's not even that old.
It doesn't even have 100,000 miles on it. I mean, it's just a piece.
My old Pontiac Sunfire had over 200,000 and still looked beep.
Yeah, mine shakes. The paint is chipping. I got one hubcap left.
That's the funny thing. You know it's you because you're missing teeth. When I see the little red car that's missing teeth, I know it's you.
That's mine.
He tried to get insurance on his car.
Uh-oh.
They wouldn't give him insurance. And his car is worth so little, they would only give him liability.
They appraised it at $800, and so they said that they can only cover me if I hit someone, then they can cover them. If any damage is done to my car, it's just totaled. So even if I just dent it, it's totaled to them.
Your car was appraised at $800.
That's it.
Do you ever drive your kids in this car?
No, if it's emergency only. Like if I need
even
to get
then,
them somewhere.
Even then, I probably second guess. I probably call Uber. Instead of emergency only.
Like, if anything's more than 2 miles away from the house, I'm not taking him in the rocket. Can you believe that? They said no. No coverage. They made it legal. Like, I'm legal. So if I hit you, I'm sorry.
You have liability, and that's what you have to have.
Liability. That's what it is.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm out of luck.
It's so funny. Your car's appraised at $800.
I'm cool with it, though.
And you love it. Oh, Eddie drives up, yeah, same spot, demands the same spot every day.
That's my spot, and if I'm not parked there, you know it's mine, because there's a nice little oil stand there.
When do you think it's time to upgrade?
As soon as my wife says, gives me the green light.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's it.
Whenever it just falls apart completely. No. I picture your car, all four wheels just collapsing at once, and then it's over. You just walk off and leave it.
I'm just waiting for the day I have to call you and be like, dude, it's done. Like, it's over.
Let's have a moment. We'll have a moment on the show.
Mm-hmm. Come pick me up. The Bobby Bones
Show. Thank you very much for listening. I hope your weekend is fantastic. Amy, weekend plans, go.
Stay woke.
Okay.
Did you, by the way, did you see Katy Perry at the Nashville show when her thing got stuck up in the...
No.
So she does this thing where the reason it reminds me, because she always goes, I'm so woke. Like, shut up, Katy Perry. It's like, if you're woke, just be woke and don't tell everybody you're woke. This thing takes her up into space, and she has the ceilings all like planets and stuff.
Okay.
And then it won't move anymore.
So she was stuck in the air.
She got stuck in the air, and they had to lower her straight down into the crowd.
Oh no.
And then she was like, well, I guess I'll just jump off. And she jumped off into the crowd.
How embarrassing.
And she was obviously off her, so she was having to like ad lib. And it was, but anyway, it broke up there.
Man, that would be cool to see.
Glad nobody got hurt.
Yeah,
got
hurt. And that's scary.
Good call.
So you're going to stay
woke. Oh no, but no, really? Probably see only the brave.
You're going to watch a movie and then get woke from the movie.
What does woke mean?
Woke means you've learned, you're now open to something, you've learned something, you're woke,
Eddie, you can't figure out for yourself what it means.
No.
Stay woke.
It's like you've been awakened and now you know more about something.
Okay.
Yeah. Like you were asleep on an issue, but now that you're woke.
Like you're open-minded about
now you're
something.
Aware. Yeah.
You're aware. That's what it is.
Got it.
Yeah.
Good luck with that, Amy.
Good luck,
it doesn't even have to necessarily be open-minded, but whatever.
It just means you know more about it.
Okay.
Lunchbox, go ahead.
Amy's going to stay woke. I'm going to stay yoked.
What does that mean?
Yoke means ripped. Like,
exactly. So I'm going to stay yoked.
Ripped. You're going to work out?
Never mind. Eddie and I are going to play in Lubbock tonight. If you're in Lubbock, RagingIdiots.com. Tulsa tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So the Raging Idiots are back on the road. We're doing, this may be our last tour ever. 8 shows, but we start in Lubbock and then Tulsa. And then we go to El Paso and Austin next weekend. So anyway, have a great weekend. Thanks to Shania. Thanks to Darius. Man, big show. And thanks to you, most importantly. Bye, guys. Come on, y'all. Bobby Bone.